skip down to verse number 17 this morning. 1 Corinthians chapter number 1, begin reading verse number 17. Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, to us which are saved, it is the power of God. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, to us which are saved, it is the power of God. The message by the Lord's help this morning is the message of the cross. Message cross. Will you pray with me and for me that God will be here and manifest himself here this morning. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful, Lord, for the songs of Zion. We rejoice through the power of the Holy Ghost. Lord, we know that you're able to meet with us here this morning. God, we need your help. God, through the preaching of the cross. Know that Jesus was crucified for all men to be saved. That the Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness. But our God is long-suffering, not willing for any to perish, but all to come to repentance. We thank you, Lord, for that old rugged cross. We thank you, Lord, for your word. God, let there be a great power through the anointing, God, that we need here in this service to carry forth the preaching of the gospel that can be a help to people. We love you, Lord. We need that help, God, only that you can give to us. We love you, God, and we give you praise. Oh, yes, Lord. Let there be a true anointing this morning, God, to go forward. And what's accomplished, we'll forevermore give you praise. And everyone that loved the Lord, said amen. Amen. And you may be seated. Also in 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, when he had said, and I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excessively of speech. Amen, praise God. To declare, because it shall, amen, praise the Lord. Whoops, I missed a spot there, church. Or speech or wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ, and in him crucified. For I was with you in weakness and in fear and much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but through the demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. And in the power of God. Amen. What Paul was declaring there, I'm preaching unto you Christ, I will preach him crucified. Amen. When we refer to my preaching, it's not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but through the demonstration of this Spirit and of this power. Amen. Praise God. Now, I'm not standing in the wisdom of men, but I'm standing in the power of God. So there is a demonstration, amen, for God's church in this last day of his power and of his Spirit. Amen. Praise God. You come to know that those that are saved, he is the wisdom of God and the power of God. For those who are enlightened by the Spirit of God, that we can discern more glorious discoveries in God's wisdom and power of the doctrine of Christ and him crucified. So we come to know what we had read here. Amen. The words that we said, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. Amen. But this preaching of this precious cross is to them that perish foolishness, but to us which are saved, it is the power of God. And we come to know what he said. It's not, amen, in men's wisdom, but it's God. Amen. Through the wisdom it comes from God. And I can please God by the foolishness of this preaching to do what? To save them that believe. For we preach Christ and him crucified. Yes. Unto the Jews a stumbling block, but unto the Greeks foolishness. Unto them which are called, both Jews and the Greeks, that Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because of this foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. And so that's what Paul was referring to, church. It was Christ's power and through his wisdom. And we know according to what Christ was doing, amen, no more than, amen, seeking to do the will of the Father when he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. Amen, when he prayed, when he sweat became as great drops of blood. He was in agony because he knew what was before him. He knew the purpose of the cross. He knew he was going to Golgotha's hill, a place of a skull. He knew he was going to be crucified. crucified between two thieves. Amen. Glory to God. And Christ come to the place as he prayed, not my will, but that thy will be done. And so Christ knew, amen, to go to the cross, that he could die, that men could be saved. And I'm glad to know that through the preaching of the cross, through this great message of the power of the cross, it also involves this wisdom I read to you, and it reveals truth unto the heart. Amen. Praise God. And the active power of God is coming down to save, coming down to heal, coming down to drive out demon forces and to redeem men from sin's power. That's why the scripture teaches us in the book of John. He said that through Christ, amen, praise God, he was that substitute for us. Amen, praise God. He was that propitiation for our sins, and not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. Amen, praise God. Amen. And amen, John went on to say this. He said, my little children, I pray that you sin not, but if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, which is Jesus Christ the righteous. And I'm glad to know that, saints, there's one mediator between God and man, and that is the man Christ Jesus. So we come to know that he was the great high priest that was passed into the heavens. Wherefore, let us hold fast that profession that we have in Christ Jesus, knowing that there was power in that blood. Without the shedding of blood, there would be no remission of sin. And he said in 1 John 1:9, if you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to cleanse you from your sin and from all unrighteousness. That's through the blood of Christ, as he shed upon that cross. And I'm glad to know that through the wisdom of God, we come to know it took the foolish to preach and to save them that believe. And the scripture goes on to teach us that in St. John 3, when he said that Christ came into the world not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Amen. Through the world through him might be saved. Hallelujah. For he that believeth is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he believeth not in the name of the Son of God. But I'm glad to know, church, I believe in that name. I'm glad to know the light was revealed, amen, in that name. That's why John said, amen, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. And I'm glad to know he was that perpetuation for our sins. I'm glad to know he was crucified on that old rugged cross. I'm glad to know that through his redeeming blood that we are redeemed. I'm glad to know that there is a saving grace, amen, through the power of God. It comes through the way of the cross. And I come to know that, saints of God, it was Jesus. It was on the cross. Amen. From 9 a.m. to the end of the morning, for 3 o'clock in the afternoon, for 6 hours. He was in agony on that cross until he said it is finished. And he gave up the ghost and he died. And there they removed him from that cross and they laid him in the tomb. And there the plan of redemption was made complete. That on the third day he was to rise again. And God raised him from the dead and he come out with great power. Amen. And triumph over death. I'm glad to know that when he come down, amen, that Jesus Christ is the one that has the keys that death, hell, and the grave. He come to save men and deliver us and to set us free. Can you say amen? Let's give him a good hand clap of praise here this morning. Oh yes, church, it's through the power of the cross. It's through, amen, justification of faith. We come to know that through the power of God and through the way of the cross, if he says it through his salvation, amen, it was provided by the way of the cross, that we can come to know the wisdom of God and the power of the cross. Amen, that he has translated us from death. Amen, from the power of darkness to the power of the light of Jesus Christ. He come through the redemption plan of salvation. That Jesus come to seek, amen, them which were lost. He didn't come for the righteous, but he come to call, amen. Did he not come for the righteous? He come to call that sinner to repentance. Amen, that poor, amen, that man that's living in sin. He's a poor, wretched beggar. But I'm glad to know he come to redeem men from that sin and to change us. The Bible declares he's a ransom for all, a ransom for many. That through one man's obedience, we are made righteous. And I'm glad through the way of the cross, amen, that through this wisdom, amen, praise God, it includes and what God's words emphasizing, amen, it makes humanity, amen, the revelation of God through Jesus Christ, the wisdom.
wisdom of God caused foolishness, that through it, praise God, humans have failed to find the truth, but to come to know Jesus Christ as their Redeemer. The believers, amen, oh yes, worldwide view, amen, when derived from the Word of God, is the revelation of the cross. It's the fundamental truth of God's Word, church, and we need to come to know that gospel message. It's through this message of the cross. It's not through men's philosophy. It's not through, amen, science. It's not through men's knowledge and men's ways of wisdom. It's through God's Word. It's through God's wisdom of the way of the cross. And I'm glad to know that, church, are you saved? Do you know the cross? Amen. Amen. Through the power of God. It's through the power of God. Amen. He goes on to say in St. Mark chapter number 8, in the words of Christ, he said, "Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel, the same shall save it." Amen. The cross of Christ is a very symbol of suffering. Amen. Through death and through shame and through ridicule and through rejection and through self denial. But we as believers, what do? We take up this cross and we follow Christ. We deny ourselves. We commit ourselves to the area of struggle and suffering. It's a lifelong battle against sin. Amen. Crucifying the very sinful desires and the lust. We suffer the war against Satan and the very powers of darkness. But it's through advance to the kingdom of God. And through that advancement, we come to know that we're fighting against the adversary. What is it? Demonic force. And we come to be known as persecution Christians. But we must stand against, amen, these false teachers and the false doctrines of our day. Yes, we'll suffer hatred through the way of the cross. We'll suffer that ridicule of the way of the cross from the world. But we must testify in love, but through the desire that we come to know through the redemption plan of salvation, that we will stand by the way of the cross. Why did the songwriter, amen, write the song, "The old rugged cross, the old rugged cross"? We come to know, amen, through the way that we have humbled ourselves at the feet of Jesus, like Mary humbled herself at the foot of the cross. Amen. She was beholding her son, but she was also beholding her Savior. Hallelujah. When she looked into the eyes of her son, as John looked into, amen, Jesus looked at John, he said, "Behold my mother." Therefore, John knew he was to take care of his mother. But therefore, amen, in agony and suffering of soul, when she looked up into Jesus in his eyes, she's saying, "My son," but she was also saying, "My Savior." And I'm glad to know, church, he's my Savior, he's my Lord, he's my God. Amen. Praise God. And I'm glad to know it's been through the suffering of the cross. Amen. And that, amen, what it represents for the child of God. Yes, we are to take up our cross. Amen. We're suffering through the way of the cross. Amen. We know it's denying self and taking up the cross. We know what that cross emphasizes. And what, amen, an example we should be as one who will deny ourselves and follow Christ each and every day. Let's give him a good hand clap of praise here today. Beloved church, amen. And through that we come to know that through the suffering that we will suffer as taking up a cross and following Christ, what we also suffer, not only the ridicule from the world, but also the persecution from the religious world. Amen. The persecution from the religious world shall come to, amen, denying oneself and taking up a cross. Amen. What did he say? "Whosoever shall save his life shall lose it. Whosoever shall lose his life for my sake in the Gospels, the same shall save it." You know what I believe about the suffering and the persecution of the world? It's coming against the Church of Jesus Christ, even Christians, amen, the religious world, amen, the Church of Jesus Christ, the ones, amen, that persecute the people of God, the man of God. I come to know, amen, the first shall be last and the last shall be first. Those that thought they was going to be first, they're going to be last. And those that thought they might be last is going to be first. But the first shall be last and the last shall be first. And I believe it's come to know for the child of God who sincerely, amen, follows and denies himself and follows Christ, he shall come to know, amen, my suffering may be of this world, but I'm going to take up my cross and I'm going to follow Jesus. I know what this cross shall do for me. I'm going to bear it, but through the strength of Jesus Christ, I shall be able to bear it. I'm going to suffer from the religious world, but I'm going to suffer. saint, but happy is he, and great is his reward in heaven. They persecuted their prophets before you, and you're going to be persecuted because you have chosen to deny yourself and to take up a cross and to follow Jesus. Let's give you a good hand clap of praise all over the house this morning. Praise God, the 11 churches born. Amen. It's the message of the cross. Amen. We know the message for the sinner. I say, Jesus, come to save that man which is lost. Oh, he didn't come for this. Amen. And went for the well. He came for the sick. Oh, he didn't come for the righteous. He came to draw sinners to repentance. That is Jesus Christ. That God committed his love toward us. That while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. He died for us. He died for us. But I'm glad to know, church. Amen. Through dying to myself and take up the cross, I know that I'll be hated for his name's sake. And I have suffered in that area in my life. If you, I say I will be hated for his name's sake. I'll be persecuted for his name's sake. I will suffer the ridicule. I'll suffer because of the way of the cross. But listen, his suffering, amen, allows me to suffer, that I can have a relationship with my God, and I can draw true to my God, and I can suffer these things, but I know what awaits me. Amen, our suffering is just going to be momentarily, amen, for the glory is going to be revealed in the child of God, that I have not seen, nor ear heard, nor is entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them to love him. And that's what awaits the child of God. Amen. Praise God. It may be momentarily. Amen. But for eternity. Amen. Praise God. This suffering is just momentarily. It's just for a little while, church. Amen. But praise God. You've heard the song. After all, my child. After all. After all that I suffer. After all, my child, what's going to be after all? Praise God. I say the best is yet to come for the child of God. If he will endure these things, amen, we're going to be persecuted, I say, for righteousness' sake. But listen, amen, if you deny, amen, him, amen, praise God, if you turn from him, but if we suffer with him, one day we're going to reign with him, church. We're going to reign in the presence of God. We're going to be in his presence one day. But it's going to be for the child of God that endures all these afflictions. It's going to be for the child of God. It's going to overcome. Amen. Praise God. And shall have his part. Amen. And in the place of paradise with our God, he says, he that overcometh. Amen. He that overcometh. Amen. Shall he have his right to the tree of life. It's going to be for the child of God that overcomes that temptation, overcomes that persecution, overcomes that ridicule, overcomes that persecution from the religious world. Why? Because he's denied himself and he has borne a cross and he's carried it. If the load gets heavy, amen, he lays down his cross. He suffers for a while. He picks it back up. He carries it because he knows it's a lifelong battle against sin, because he has the Spirit of God in him. He has the Holy Ghost teaching him. You must bear your cross and follow Jesus. That's why Luke says in his word, I brought it up before, it's recorded in the book of Luke, one very scripture. He said, amen, for he that denies himself and takes up his cross daily, daily, it's recorded in Luke's gospel. Look it up for yourself. It's for the man that denies himself and takes up his cross daily and to follow Christ. It comes for the rich young ruler. Amen. It was no more than following Christ. Amen. We know what Jesus had told him to do. He was not willing to obey what Jesus had commanded him to do. He was not willing. He was not willing to sell what he had and give to the poor. He was not willing, amen, to take up his cross and follow Christ. Amen. He went away, amen, from Christ, the very one to save him. Amen. And to set him free. But he loved his riches more. Yes, he did. He enjoyed it more than what he thought in his heart. He loved it more. Amen. That's why we cannot serve God in mammon. Mammon meaning the riches of this world and what a man shall possess. We can't love that and love God too, church. Amen. Oh, yes. That's why the rich young ruler went away sorrowful, because he had great possessions. He was not willing to deny himself and take up a cross and follow Jesus. Are you willing this morning? Amen. Do you know the true message of the cross? Do you know what it is to have self-denial? You see, many people are self-centered today. Amen. They're self-centered even with their relationship with God. And their focus on themselves and more to the focus of the cross. And through the preaching of the gospel. Amen. To reach out to others. Amen. That are in sin. Amen. For us to be the true ambassadors of Christ that God has called us to be. We're true ambassadors. Amen. We're true followers of Christ. We know what it is to be a true disciple. We know what it is, amen, to be made free. We know what it is to be born of the Spirit. We know what it is to be led by the Spirit. We know what it is to enjoy the things of God. And we must give that testimony to the world that we are true followers of Jesus Christ. We have denied ourselves. We are bearing a cross. Amen. Listen, when you suffer that ridicule, it lets you know you're bearing a cross. Amen. When you suffer that persecution, it lets you know you're bearing a cross. That lets you know that you are bearing that cross. Amen. Praise God. Was it Simeon? Amen. It relieved the cross from Christ when he was carried up the Golgotha's hill, that place of a skull to be crucified. Amen. Oh, yes, was he the one? Amen. That bared that cross. Amen. All saints of God, what do you say about us? Bear ye one another's burdens. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. After you've seen that your sister, your brother has suffered a while, amen. Can we get in there with them and bear ye one another's burdens? Come on now, that's the way of the cross. Amen. Let me carry your cross for a while, brother. Let me bear and go under load with you. Amen. This burden that you're carrying, that's the way the cross bearing is. Amen. We bear one another's burdens. Hallelujah. We take that cross. Amen. Praise God. From our brother and from our sister. And we're saying these words. Let me bear this burden with you. Let me pray alongside you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me. Amen. Praise God. Let me pray. Amen. There's no more when Samuel had prayed. I never have ceased to pray for you. But only fear the Lord and serve Him in truth. Amen. Praise God. And consider all the great things that God has done for us. Amen. Church, it's the cross. It's the way of the cross. It's the message of the cross. It's the power of the cross. It's redeeming blood. It's salvation given to all men to save us and deliver us from the power of sin. That we come to know the power of the way of the cross. That we can bear it and carry it.
Amen.
Amen for Jesus Christ.
That's right,
John. Are you willing? Praise God, I say, are you willing? Why, preacher? It's those who have been enlightened by the Spirit of God that they can discern more glorious discoveries of God's wisdom. Cross. Through the wisdom and the power of the doctrine of Christ and Him being crucified. What Paul was saying in those verses of Scripture I read to you. Praise God. That's what he was saying. Oh, hallelujah. It's through the wisdom.
Yes.
Let me read some more scriptures concerning that. He went on to say, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Have not God made foolishness the wisdom of this world? For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by this foolishness of preaching.
Yes.
You think about that, church. For the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Amen. Listen, for the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ. What was Paul saying? I will preach Him crucified. Amen. Praise God. It's going to be unto them which are called, both Jews and the Greeks, the Christ and the power of God and the wisdom of God. You see? That's why he went on to say, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. If James 1 said, if any man lack of wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberty and upbraideth not, and what he shall be given unto him. If he ask in faith, it shall be given. Amen. Praise God. It's come through the wisdom of God, through the foolishness of preaching, to say to them that believe that, amen, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men.
Right.
The scripture says here in verse 25. And the weakness of God is stronger than men. What about that now? Praise God. Is that good? But he went on to say, God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. and base things of the world and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, things which are not, to bring to naught things that are. Amen. Praise God. And this is where it sums it up. But of him are ye in Christ, who God has made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Verse number 30. Amen. Praise God. Amen. What about they that are in Christ Jesus? What about those that's been enlightened by the Spirit of God? What about those who are made, amen, through that perfection of Jesus Christ? What about the man that's following and asking for wisdom? What about the man, amen, that seeks for the righteousness of God and for the man that's sanctified? He said, amen, and redemption. Amen. This is the way it's brought forth. Amen. Praise God. To convert to Paul's preaching, amen, was not according to this late in human wisdom, neither in the world or the church. Instead, he consecrated upon the central truth of this various gospel, redemption through Christ Jesus upon the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. It's the power of that cross. It's to that power of redemption. Amen. It was made possible for the man of God to know that through justification by faith, and faith in the blood, and faith in the cross, that when I heard the, amen, the message of the cross, amen, that through the blood of Christ, that he came to save men from their sins. I come to know, church, and through that gospel message, I received the message of the cross. And when I went down and repented of my sin, he was birthed in my heart. And through that preaching, amen, through that faith, I come to know I was lost. I was on my way to hell, and I needed the cross. I needed Christ in my life.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Why? It's because I believe the message of the cross. I accepted the message of the cross. I believe in the redemption that God had for man. Amen. To come to know the preaching of the cross. Amen. To the shed blood of Christ. To come to redeem men and to set men free. Hallelujah. Amen. To free from bondage. Amen. Free. That we're free in Christ. He that hath the Son is free. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank God.
Amen. The 11th church.
Yes.
It's through the message of the cross. We sing about it in the book. There's one song in the hymns of the Spirit, the message of the cross. We sing there's power in the blood. That's the way of the cross. We sing, praise God, the old rugged cross. That's one of our favorites. Through these cross songs and through the cross message. And we as Christians, if we're going to ever have power with God, we must accept what God, amen, has written, and through these scriptures I read to you, that God took the foolishness of preaching to save that man that believes. And I thank God I accepted that message, and I thank God I received Christ as my Lord and as my Savior. Woo, glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. It's cause of the message of the cross. Amen. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. I love you, church, don't you?
Amen.
Paul was emphasizing here in the scriptures I read to you, that God's standards and values are different from those accepted by the world. God is now in the process of overthrowing the world's false standards of wisdom. Power and the wisdom of God through Christ and the cross, amen, is producing a spiritual revolution in human history, amen, that is a nullifying the esteemed things of this present world. What is he saying there? He said it's going to be for the remnant. It's for the redeemed. It's for the sanctified.
Yes.
It's for those that are in Christ Jesus, who know the power of his resurrection. Amen. That through choosing the lowly things of this world, amen, God nullifies the esteemed things of this very present age. But God is now in process of bringing all this human philosophies, psychologies, and all the worldly systems to the very end. He's bringing them now to end. And praise God. Because the church shall rise. I say the church shall rise. Hallelujah. Amen. It's those who accepted God's wisdom. It's those where he said the fear of the Lord is also the beginning of knowledge. We have come to know the knowledge of the truth, that that truth has made me free. Amen. Praise God. It's not through evolution. Right. It's not through men's philosophies right. or psychology. Amen. Oh, yes, church. Even in the seminaries of many of these denominational churches that teach, amen, error, that teach deception in their schools. But I'm glad to know it's the man no more what the teachings of Jesus Christ and what his words were. Amen. For you to deny yourself and take up a cross and follow me. Praise God. To follow Christ. Amen. Is what he also taught his disciples from the very beginning. Think about it. From the very beginning, they were fishers. It was their occupation for many of the disciples. They were fishing. Walked up to the shore. He began to speak to these men. What did he tell them? Come. Follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. Amen. They forsook and took and followed him. Is that right?
That's right.
So that was the first calling for these men. They was out there busy. They was out there doing what they've always were doing until Jesus come. He passed by. They forsook their nets. They forsook them, follow me. See what Jesus began to teach them after they come to know what Jesus was teaching. They knew it was going to have to be the way of the cross. And they beheld him there when he was crucified. I say, amen. Like he said unto John, behold my mother. There, amen, as Jesus looked down upon his disciples and looked down upon his mother, Mary. It was there. Amen. And then looking up to Christ upon that tall, rugged cross. Died and shed his blood. He spoke to his disciples about his death and resurrection. He spoke about the things that would come to pass. Amen. And we know when he gave up that ghost, he said it is finished. And when he gave up that ghost, they removed his body from that cross and laid him in that tomb, a borrowed tomb. But that's that power. The power of God. It was through that redemption plan of salvation that was made complete when he arose him from the dead.
Amen, brother.
Amen. What we got to understand, church, is this. Jesus died. Jesus was that propitiation. Jesus was that substitute for us. He was only doing the will of the Father.
Amen.
He was only doing the will of the Father. He come to the place, amen, upon himself as he went to the cross to bear upon him. He had the power to call down the legions of angels to remove him off the cross. And he could ascend back to the right hand of the Father. He had that power. He had that authority. He himself, once he was there, he died and he bore upon him. Himself, my sin, and your sin. That's why he was made the ransom for all, church. Amen. I was guilty. You was guilty.
Right.
Amen. But he took upon himself our sin. He died for our sin. Amen. And God could not look upon it. That's why he said, amen, unto the Father, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Amen. That was Christ himself. Amen. Oh, yes, praise the Lord. That was, amen, God so loved the world, he gave his Son. But see, when it come down to dying for the sin of all men, all humans, all flesh on this earth, God could not look upon it. Amen. He cried out in agony, forsaken me. They placed upon that old rugged cross an inscription there, the King of the Jews. The King of the Jews. And when he spoke there in the scripture, Eli, Eli, Shamala, Shabaskiah. And therefore, when Jesus had spoken the words there, whether it be in, amen, praise God, in Arabic or Hebrew or Latin, amen, the words that were inscribed over that cross, the King of the Jews. Amen, the King of the Jews. Eli, Eli, Lama Sabachthani. Amen, glory to God. My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Amen. It didn't matter what that inscription was. They wanted to label him as King of the Jews. But saints of God, I don't know Jesus as King of the Jews. I know him as Lord of my life. And he's coming back as Kings of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. That's why he's coming back. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Aren't you glad to know? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. That's the kind of God I serve. I didn't know him as a babe lying in a manger. I didn't know him as he, amen, bore my sin upon that cross and they labeled him the King of the Jews. I didn't see that for myself, but I believe it in my heart this morning. He died for me. He died for me that I can live.
Let's give him a good hand clap of praise here this morning.
Amen. Do you believe this message this morning? Hallelujah. Yes. Praise God. I love him, church. And I thank God for the true message. I thank God, amen, that through the foolishness of preaching, we can come to know, amen, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. Us which are saved. It is the power of God. That power through the way of the cross redeemed me and set me free. That I know what it is to sail with Him, to live with Him. Amen. We're sitting together in heavenly places in Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I was once dead in trespasses and sin, but now we can sit together in heavenly places in Jesus Christ our Lord. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast, that we are His workmanship, created unto God, that God has foreordained that we should walk in them. I'm walking in it this morning. I'm keeping His commandments. I'm doing the things that pleases God. I know what it is. It's the power of the cross. It's the power of the cross. Amen. Hallelujah.
You
love Him this morning.
Yes.
I'm glad to know, amen, that power, amen, that saved me and delivered me and set me free. I'm glad to know He saved me. Oh, I'm amongst the redeemed. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed by love divine. Glory, glory, Christ is mine. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I just want to sing that. Amen, praise God. I believe I know right where it is. 277, I knew that's where it was at. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm redeemed by love divine. Glory, glory, Christ is mine. All to Him I now resign.
I have been
redeemed. Sing it now. Yes, I'm redeemed by love divine. Glory, glory, Christ is mine. Yes, all to Him I now resign.
Listen
now. Great is my joy. Now is onward I go. Yes, I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed. All the way homeward, my praises shall flow.
I have been redeemed.
Put your hands together now. Yes, I'm redeemed. Praise God. By love divine. Indeed, is my Savior to me. I'm redeemed. Happy in glory, someday it shall be.
I have been.
Sing it, church. Yes, I'm redeemed.
Yes, I'm redeemed.
By love divine. Song I am singing today.
I'm redeemed.
Trouble and sorrow I've vanished away.
I have been redeemed.
Yes, I'm redeemed. Yes, I'm redeemed. Praise God. By love divine. Glory, glory. I'm now resigned.
I have been redeemed.
Come on now. Yes, I'm redeemed. By love divine.
now. Yes, all to Him I now resign. Precious indeed is my Savior to me. I'm redeemed, yes, I'm redeemed. Happy in glory, someday I shall be. I have been. Yes, I'm redeemed. By love divine. Glory, glory. Let me say to you, if you're lost this morning, you need to be in this altar. If you're backsliding, you need to be in this altar. Jesus come to save you. You need to listen to the call. Say that, praise God. Come on now. Yes, I'm redeemed. My love divine. Glory, glory. Christ is mine. So all to Him. I now reside. I am come on now. Yes, I'm redeemed. I love divine. Glory, glory. Christ is mine. It's all to Him. I now reside. I have been. Come on now. Yes, I'm redeemed. Praise God. By love divine. Come on, the ones who want to pray this morning. Let's find some place in this altar. Hey, amen. Come to help us, church. Let's deny ourselves and take up the cross and follow Jesus. For the ones who want to pray this morning, these altars are open for you. Praise God. I have been redeemed. Yes, I'm redeemed. By love divine. Glory, glory. Christ is mine, all to Him.